This is Farrah Fang, reading Washateria Blues for The Quarry, a social justice poetry database at Split This Rock. Washateria Blues. In Houston, they don't really call it a laundromat. It's a washateria or la lavandería. Today you go to the one on Airline in Tidwell. The chronic pain and weakness in your body makes it difficult to relocate canastos of clothes from home to your car to the washateria to inside the machine. You sell plasma, despite being banned because of your birth curse and inclination to sleep with men. But your Texas ID says female with your soul name, and now you can afford a cleanse. You're woozy and dying as you shuffle piles of panties and skirts, bras, basketball shorts, briefs, hoodies, and dresses into the swirling vortex where you watch all of your armor make soaking, purifying love, blending as one wet whole. You think of Carlos, one of them because there are many. The time he came inside your wet hole and stayed there, his body falling asleep on top of yours, his soul still in you. There's an Ignacio and some Edgar staring at you bend over into the washer, your freshly shaven legs teasing them to enter. But as you rise, they notice you are not like other girls. Your sweat strings from forehead to neck, your wig disheveled, your nipples peeking from the Astros jersey your Theo gave you. It was the only clean fabric you could wear. You wait for the machine, thinking of Sisyphus and Pontius, wondering why modern poets don't allude to them more often. Perhaps you have not adapted to the zeitgeist of today. Still trapped in 2006 in your plath phase, under jars and drills. You separate the tops and bras. Your mother said not to dry them. The rest are thrown into another machine, and more men stare as you backhand sweat from your face and adjust your hair. You peer into your reflection in the glass door of the dryer. Your eyes are sullen, your curvature swelling and opaque. Machines cycle for hours, ceiling fans spin futility. You think, God is not dead. She is trans. Then begin folding mismatched socks. Your overactive hands are indented by the heavy canastos, still burning when placed on the wheel, sweat still frothing. Clothes in the back seat, you drive home, carry your armor, toss it in drawers onto hangers, and then nosedive into your mattress. You think of a different Carlos and pleasure yourself into soft dreams.